Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregory Manorino, Friday, June 28th, 2024. Pre-market report. I apologize for this video getting out a little late. I was waiting for this this joke again that's being played on the American people to get some attention here, and that is the Federal Reserve's favorite inflation gauge, PCE, personal consumption expenditures. The market was expecting to see a drop here. Guess what? We did not get a drop here. PCE came in basically flat. However, inflation year over year, I'm laughing, but I shouldn't be laughing here, continues to rise. 2.6% year over year, and it is not going to stop. You know, let me just say this too. Yesterday, I did end up watching this, the so-called debate. It wasn't a debate at all. It was a travesty across the board. Either both of these things are completely economically illiterate, which I believe is the case, or they're directly lying to you. I was highly disappointed that, again, not even a whisper about what's the root cause of the problem is. And that is, again, the Federal Reserve. It was exactly what you and I said would happen, the blame game here. No mention at all how the interest alone on the U.S. debt, which is hyper-ballooning, is obviously adding to inflationary pressures, for which they're both guilty, clearly, of inflating. I'll tell you something else that was disappointing to me. I stood up yesterday in my video with regard to the issue that people are saying, oh, President Trump outspent Biden by double. And I said, hold on a minute here, okay? $3.6 trillion of that was because of COVID. Now, Trump over there seemed to justify that. Oh, we had to spend that cash. Are you kidding me? I mean, look, and then, of course, with Biden, the man is, in my opinion here, too old. You can see age is hitting him, unfortunately. It hits all of us here. And look, if this is the choices, really, that we have no choice. You all know that. They're going to select who they want. But I found the entire thing to be just, again, a display as for what's really wrong here with whatever's left of this nation that we have. And the fact, again, that the distractions, the deceptions, the look here, the don't look there, not a whisper again of who's really running the show, who's responsible here for inflation, who creates the cash out of nothing, and comes up with every mechanism of or reason to pull more cash into the now to expand the debt so we can pay more interest on the debt. According to Trump, the whole thing is about, of course, illegal immigrants here. Well, you know, what's really behind all that? Why is it that we're seeing what we're seeing now? It's to create a slave state, dependency on the system. And if it's not going to be illegal immigration, is going to be spending for COVID or spending for war or whatever they got to do to pull more cash into the now to allow the Fed to inflate so we can pay more interest on the debt. Again, not even a syllable about this stuff. This should tell you who both of those things are working for, and it ain't you. An incredible thing. Trump got an endorsement from David Malpass, the former head of the World Bank. Maybe that should tell you something. Anyway, look, it doesn't matter here. We have no say-so. We have no representation. You can believe in the show, the theater from last night, but it's all about much more debt creation. Again, currency devaluation, suppressed rates, and just a blame game here. You can't make this stuff. It just came down to what we didn't hear. We did not hear at all about the number one crime syndicate on the face of the earth and how both of those freaks empowered that institution. I'm talking about the Fed, and will do whatever they can to empower them more even forward. You can't make this stuff up if you even try to. Whoever they select, people, we all lose, in case you you haven't noticed, but that's just the way it is. The Federal Reserve is not going to be swayed from its mechanism here of destruction of the economy. You know, look, like I said, it's an incredible situation here to realize again, President Trump went out of his way to blame inflation on Biden. Meanwhile, again, what was left out of the situation here of the whole thing, and I'm not saying Biden's not responsible. He is clearly responsible, as was Trump, and the fact that he's taken credit for ballooning the debt under COVID that he said was, oh, it was a beautiful thing. You got to be kidding me. No, you see, I again got caught with, you know, I guess my pants down here giving President Trump credit, saying it wasn't his fault for the COVID spending, but then he takes credit for it. So again, it made me look bad, of course. So I guess he is responsible for the $8+ trillion that he added to the debt, although of course it's the Federal Reserve. But again, they're doing whatever they can to defend the institution that they both work for, and that is the Fed. They don't work for the American people at all. Makes me want to puke. Anyway, that's that whole thing. So let's talk a little further. This mechanism here, people, of again suppressed rates, currency devaluation, is going to continue. And as long as this continues, what are we going to do, you and me? We're going to stay long the market. We're going to buy the dips across the board with regard to not just the stock market, with regard to commodities across the board. You know, speaking about commodities, Goldman Sachs, the Wall Street superbank, is advising their clients to start loading up on commodities, citing that prices will continue to rise, okay, inflation, and GDP will continue to slow. I think they pretty much nailed that one. So it's kind of interesting here. Again, Wall Street superbank advising their clients to buy commodities. It's a no-brainer here. And they can always look back and say, hey, you know, we told you to put your cash to work in commodities, something you and I have known for how long now? So far behind the curve. It's unbelievable. Even these so-called Wall Street superbanks here. And this is an interesting, continuing job claims are now hitting a two-year high and signaling a market labor shift here. You can't make any of this stuff. Again, you and I have been so far ahead of the curve on all of this. And do you think it's going to stop now? We're going to stay there, people. That's where we're going to be, because you see, we know the game. We know what's being played on us. And unfortunately, no matter who is selected here to be the next thing, to twist the minds of the people, to deceive them and lie to them, we lose. It's a lose-lose situation here. What a choice we have between mentally, unfortunately, because of age, I believe that, after, especially after last night, thing, or this other one here who will not tell you the truth anyway, going to distort the truth. We just lose, and unfortunately that's true, and I think we're pretty much all on the same page. But in the grand scheme of things, what does it mean? What does it mean for you and I? We don't change a damn thing. We're on the perfect, absolutely best path to protect ourselves from this freak show environment. We're betting against the debt, becoming our own central bank. Imagine my shock. We've been speaking about this for over a decade here. Taking advantage of everything that comes along our way. And again, not allowing them to divide us. We are coming together. This is a worldwide family. And I'm very proud to say that. Anyway, that's kind of where we stand, people. If you think for a second that the issues with regard to inflationary pressures are going to change anytime soon, interest on the debt ballooning, prices continuing to rise across the board, this neo-feudal system, which is in full swing, you think that's going to change anytime soon, no matter who they stick behind the Resolute desk, then you got another thing coming, because you have no clue as to what's going on. It's unfortunate. I guess I always tell you, it is not presidents. kings, queens, monarchs, dictators who run the system. It's the central banks who are the government. And it's for the why they were protected last night. Both Trump and Biden did whatever they could to protect the Federal Reserve. And that makes, that equalizes them. That equalizes the playing field here. They don't work for you. They work for them. And that should tell you something. All right, people, I'm out of here. All right, this guy here loves you a lot. I mean that from the heart. And we will cover more later during the live stream. I really hope to see you there. I hope this made sense to you. If I missed something, let me know about it. And we'll cover it later during the live stream. All right, love you a lot from the heart. Until we meet again, take care of yourselves. Take care of each other.